Good morning. Welcome to the House Committee on Higher Education, Innovation, and Workforce Development. We've reached that time in the session where we'll be carrying some things over and trying to do all our work before we hit the deadline. We're going to carry House Bill 3516 over. I understand there are amendments forthcoming and the paperwork that follows. Good hearing on Friday, and I expect we'll be able to move that once those amendments are here. With that, we'll open a work session on House Bill 2624. Victoria.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. House Bill 2624 directs the Oregon Education Investment Board and Department of Education to advance career and technical education opportunities by fulfilling specified requirements, appropriates monies from general fund to Department of Education for purpose of complying with requirements, declares emergency effective July 1, 2015. The committee has already adopted -2 amendments, which direct the Department of Education to advance CTE policy by administering the distribution of grants for purpose of expanding teacher training programs. This measure does have a subsequent referral to Ways and Means.
Thank you. So we've adopted the amendments. We now have the paperwork. Representative Gallegos.
Chair Reed, I move House Bill 2624 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation and the bill be referred to the Committee on Ways and Means by prior reference.
Thank you. Representative Gallegos has moved House Bill 2624 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation that the bill be referred to the Committee on Ways and Means by prior reference. Is there any discussion on that motion? Seeing none, any objections? Representative Hayden, we're talking about House Bill 2624 on its way to Ways and Means. Seeing no objections, the motion carries, and House Bill 2624 heads to Ways and Means. Close the work session on House Bill 2624 and open a work session on House Bill 2681. Victoria.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. House Bill 2681 directs community colleges to use results from 104 nationally available standardized assessments for purpose of determining course placement of students, declares emergency effective on passage. The committee has adopted the -5 amendments that replace the original provisions with requirements for Higher Education Coordinating Commission and State Board of Education to oversee a work group on community college placement, including consideration of use of statewide summative assessment, and recommend legislation no later than September 15th, 2016.
Here, too, we've adopted amendments, and now we have the paperwork. Representative Gallegos.
Chair Reed, I move House Bill 2681 as amended to the floor with the due pass recommendation.
Thank you. Representative Gallegos has moved House Bill 2681 to the floor with the due pass recommendations. Is there any discussion? Any objections? Hearing none, the motion carries. House Bill 2681 heads to the floor with the due pass recommendation. This is Representative Witts' bill or Comps? Comps. Let's ask Representative Comps to carry, please. Close the work session on House Bill 2681 and open a work session on House Bill 2996. Victoria.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. House Bill 2996 establishes and defines the purpose of the Oregon Center of Cyber Excellence, requires Center to conduct biennial performance review of investments, create Center of Cyber Excellence Fund, appropriates general fund monies to Department of Consumer and Business Services for purposes of Center, declares an emergency, is effective on passage. The committee has adopted the -1 amendments that add provisions related to key performance measures, and we are adding a subsequent referral to Joint Ways and Means.
Thank you. Unfortunately, with a $2.5 million request, I think we have to go to Ways and Means. So we have the paperwork. Representative Gallegos.
Chair Reed, I move House Bill 2996 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation and that the bill be referred to the Committee on Ways and Means.
Thank you. Representative Gallegos has moved House Bill 2996 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation and that the bill be referred to the Committee on Ways and Means. Any discussion? Any objection? Representative Nierman.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I want to thank Beth Cook and David Childers for providing me a bunch of information. I peppered them with a lot of questions over the last few weeks on this. And I have to say I'm still kind of undecided about this, but I suspect I'll get another bite at the apple either in transportation or in IT ways and means. So I'm going to vote no on this, but I still have an open mind on it, and I'll still keep the communication open with them on this.
Thank you, Representative Nierman. Noting Representative Nierman's objection, are there any other objections to the motion? Seeing none, the motion carries, and House Bill 2996 heads to the Committee on Ways and Means. We already said that we are carrying over House Bill 3516. Any other?
We're going to meet at 8:30.
And we're going to meet at 8:30 on Wednesday, so enjoy your extra half hour. And anything else to come before the committee? Seeing none, we're adjourned. How'd we do?
4 minutes and 26 seconds.
Yay.
Good job.
How'd we do?
4 minutes and 26 seconds.
Yay.
Good job.